I was really upset with the Bryant Park staff today for not forwarding me this information yesterday. Turns out there was an auction on eBay. Someone was selling a painting of Michael Vick riding Barbaro. It went for like $200-something, which I would have definitely been willing to pay. Of course, if you don't remember, Barbaro is the Kentucky Derby winner who hurt his leg and then eventually was put down. The painting was done by a Georgia folk artist who says both dogfighting and horse racing are cruel. And the artist says, if you attack me in this painting, then you support animal cruelty.
This story I found at the BBC.com, and I immediately forwarded it to my husband after we went to Ireland, and he was very happy. The title of it was, Guinness is good for you. That's the old ad slogan, and it might actually be true. Apparently, it works as well as a daily aspirin to prevent blood clots. However, regular beer, not good for you, or at least not good for this.
You didn't know that you were on a health
yeah,
kick when
I
you
went
were
to
in
a
Ireland.
Spa known as Dublin, well, in a pub.
Staying in the United Kingdom, a British hospital has banned Crocs. They say that they're dangerous for the doctors because scalpels and needles or blood could fall through the little holes, you know, that are in the Crocs, by the way. Somehow you don't know, are those foam clog shoes that every child in America under the age of 5 is
and it somehow
ordered.
Brings about passionate feelings for people. People either pro-Croc or anti-Croc out there.
Yeah, I've got to say that I'm in the anti. I get the fact that they're very useful, but they just fashion-wise. Unless you're a little kid. If you have a little mermaid, you know, applique on it, that's very cute. But things may be getting more sterile and more stylish at this British hospital. Glad to hear that.
Do you have a story out of L.A.? You want to go to the L.A. Times and read this one. It's pretty disturbing. Three nuns may find themselves homeless. Here's the reason why. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of L.A. is selling the Sister of Bethany Convent, kicking out the nuns. Why? Because the church needs the money to pay the $660 million settlement in the priest sex abuse scandal. These nuns have just 4 months to get out. However, they will likely find a home at an L.A. convent, which is actually not owned by the church. So we'll keep you up to date on that story. You can read that one at the L.A. Times. And that does it for The Ramble for today.